Mix 97. I'm Orlando Kane. Alana Cameron's with me. AC and OC and Dr. Julie Gelthorpe's in. We're talking about people pleasing this morning. And if you're a people pleaser and do it chronically, you're probably not the happiest of persons, Dr. Julie Gelthorpe. First of all, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back.
Yeah, nice little trip to Europe. You enjoyed it with your family.
I did. Yeah, Scotland, Ireland, great places to visit.
Isn't it? Were you finding yourself at the end or during your vacation saying grand? Because everything is grand.
Or brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah.
Grand. Brilliant. You're like, wow, this is a great place.
Everybody's brilliant. Everything's brilliant.
Everybody's
how can
happy.
It get better?
Cobblestone roads, though, and drives and small roads.
Yeah, small roads going very, very fast with no shoulder. That can be a test in the anxiety department.
Yeah. A people pleaser, you think that being good and pleasing people is a good thing. But what is a people pleaser when it comes right down to it?
You know, people pleasers they are nice people to be around. But a people pleaser is someone who wants to keep everyone happy and essentially will do anything, even at a cost to themselves, to make this happen. So what's happening is they're putting other people's needs before their own in an effort to make other people happy, you know, and in that they receive validation. But when you look deeper, it's to calm insecurities. So we all do this sometimes, right? We try to make someone happy, mm-hmm. even at a cost to ourselves. Like maybe we really don't want to do something, but mm-hmm. we know it'll make someone close to us happy. Yeah. So we do this. But like you just pointed out, if we do this chronically, you're likely to feel overwhelmed, sometimes resentful. And research shows that people pleasing is positively correlated with being overweight and other health issues.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, where does that come from? The people pleasing, like, effort, like...
Well, at the heart of this issue for people who do this chronically is that they have trouble establishing boundaries. So, you know, let's just look at this summer. So how many weekends are left this summer? A people pleaser may book every weekend with activities that they feel they should do to accommodate someone, to feel like they're making other people happy. And then when the cooler weather rolls in, they might sit back and feel resentful that they spent this limited number of weeks void of any kind of self-care. So people pleasers, you might also see them in the workplace. And they are really great people to be around, you know. They're always helping, positive. You know, they go out of their way to make everybody's workload lighter. Mm. But this sounds selfless on the surface. But right. The problem is that lack of boundaries, they can make you exhausted, mm-hmm. resentful, and ultimately burned out. And sometimes it comes at a cost of getting your own work done. So then it just ends up frustrating for everyone.
I mean, back to the 1950s when women were heralded. If you said, oh, my mother, she's so selfless. My father's so selfless. I always sort of took issue with that because I'm like, yeah, you're putting everybody else first, you're putting yourself last. How does that kind of like negatively affect your life if you're always doing for others, but you're not really putting yourself first?
Well, you know, as you just said, it can come from different places. Like right. It can come from childhood, you know, a traumatic history where you've never felt good enough, mm-hmm. and therefore you're seeking approval or validation from others that you're good enough. But it can also, as you just said, it can come from childhood where you were parented by guilt. So if you put your needs first, you're made to feel guilty for doing so. So, and for women in particular, it led to many situations, you know, that we've heard about through the hashtag Me Too movement, mm-hmm. where women were taught to keep their feelings to themselves and put up with things that were harmful to them.
Right. It's not a good thing. We're going to talk more with Dr. Julie Gelthorpe coming up. You know, if you are a people pleaser, maybe there's some help to get you on the right track.
Caring for someone you